abasakhulayo laba bebenxusiwe ikomiti ebona ngobudlelwano bemelika lamazwe e-Afrika ukuthi bazekhuluma ngodaba lombuso okhululekileyo e-Afrika. Baveze ukudana okukhulu ngokuncindezelwa kwabesifazana emazweni atshiyeneyo okwenza behluleke ukuphatheka kuzinqumo eziphatha impilo zabo. Omunye wabakhulume kulombuthano obugoqela uZulu nje lamalunga edale leCongress ngomnumzana Hlanganani Gumbi owebandla eliphikisayo ele Democratic Alliance kwele South Africa. UGumbi utshele iStudio 7 ngemva kwalomhlangano ukuthi ukhathazekile kakhulu ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe kwezombusazwe.
Nami ngike ngithuke uma ngibona abantu akade behlezi besompolitiki babaholi bengafuni ukudedela ikhundla ukuthi kukwazi ukungena abanye abantu. So ugcina usubona ukuthi sekukhona isimo lapho abantu kumele ngabe bavikele amalungelo wawonke umuntu, begcina sebevikela amalungelo for laba abaphethe kuphela. Manje iyona into engisabisayo engithusayo ngoba kugcina kulimala abantu ngokuthi laba abaphethe bengafuni ukuthi bona bengene nabo bekhulume nabo bethole amathuba ukuthi be-influence uhulumeni. Kodwa siyathemba ukuthi izinto zizogcina seyishintshile. Siyazi ukuthi amazwe amaningi ahlezi ekhuluma nomhulu wakhona ubaba uRobert Mugabe, and sobona ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Wengeze wathi abasakhulayo kumele baphatheke ngokugcweleyo kundaba eziphatha ikusasa labo ezigoqela ezombusazwe. Abanye abakhulumileyo ngoMary Ashinyo oweGhana oveze ukuthi osaziwayo elizweni lakhe badlala umlandu obalulekileyo ekukhuthazeni ontanga ukuthi baphatheke kundaba eziphatha ikusasa labo. Abanye ngabathi uPamela Kanora oweTanzania, uEric Besong oweCameroon, lo Kennedy Mwikya oweKenya yena ukhuthaze umongameli Barack Obama ukuthi akhulume ngodaba lokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu lapho esethekelela izwekazi le-Afrika kulinyanga. Lanxa abasakhulayo beZimbabwe bebengekho kulumbuthano bangamachumi amathathu abaphatheka kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington ngeNtungameli Nkomo.